star in the sky led the Magi to Jesus, even though Herod's intentions were the worst possible. And so the Magi, the wise men, went on their way following this star in the sky. And it leads them to a place. And verse 11 says this, "And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. And then they opened their treasures and they offered him gifts." You know, every Christmas we're reminded of these gifts, aren't we? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And it's been suggested many times that these three gifts remind us that Jesus was three things. He was a prophet, a high priest, and a king. Now, opposed to Herod's expectations, the Magi had been warned via a dream that they should not head back to where they'd come from. And so they returned to their country through a different route. And what happens after all of this? Well, Herod was enraged and he wanted to destroy this star that had just been born. And at this moment, Joseph has a dream, a very special and different dream. An angel of the Lord tells him to take the newborn boy to Egypt in this dream. And so Mary and Joseph obey and they take baby Jesus and they leave Bethlehem heading for Egypt. And at this moment, a prophecy, you know, of the Old Testament is fulfilled. Hosea chapter 11 says, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod became conscious that the Magi had taken another route to avoid him, he was furious. And based on this rage and this hatred, he decided to do something horrific, and his actions are well known in history. He orders that all boys under the age of two in Bethlehem and nearby cities are killed. What madness! He knew that the Messianic King had been born in Bethlehem, and once again Matthew is writing these words having in mind that the Jews would be looking back at the Old Testament trying to confirm all this. And scripture then continues to talk about the prophecy in Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 15, which says, "A voice is heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel is weeping for her children. She refuses to be comforted for her children because they are no more."
John, I find it so interesting how the Old Testament prophets who lived hundreds of years before Christ, and I'm referring to Hosea and Jeremiah, how both of them were quoted here with reference to Christ in Matthew. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that is interesting, Esther. Hosea said, "Out of Egypt I called my son." And this is significant in three ways, because in the Bible, ancient Egypt is a type or a representation of a world system filled with idolatry and life apart from God. And scripture describes how God works to call his people out of Egypt, that is, to call them away from the slavery of a godless world system so that they could become his distinct people. In Genesis, Joseph was sold into slavery by his own brothers, no less. And yet, because of this, he rose to a position of authority, and his entire family then was able to go to Egypt to escape famine. And they multiplied and they became numerous. And in Exodus, we read another Pharaoh arose that didn't know Joseph, and he was afraid that the Hebrews were getting too numerous. And so he sought to repress them by enslaving them, making them work hard all day. So they cried out in misery. And God finally redeems his people, taking them out of Egypt miraculously with incredible miracles, and leads them eventually onto the promised land to serve him there. And now we read in Matthew where Jesus was taken first to Egypt to escape being murdered and then coming out of Egypt. And it reinforces this picture of God's people being led out of their bondage to sin and into a brand new life. Well, as for Jeremiah, who had spoken these words some 700 years before Christ, well, he was foretelling how the godless powers would one day try to snuff out the Messiah's life. And in Matthew then, we see its fulfillment, how Herod's murderous campaign would cause the descendants of Rachel to weep and mourn over the dreadful murder of their innocent little children. And so the account in Matthew continues, and Herod dies. And after all of this, an angel of the Lord shows Joseph that it was safe to return because the killers that tried to kill Jesus had now died.